producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Headphones just shocked me, man. Good morning, good morning. It's not so cold out. Not like it was on the weekend, anyway. I mean, I can deal with, I guess, 12-degree weather here in sunny Southside Fargo. I'm your host for the Common Sense Club this 8 o'clock hour, Leon Francis. And as I said, it's 12 degrees, a little windy, light snow here in Fargo. And then out in Tioga, it's 7 degrees. 7 degrees in Tioga with some light snow. So that's the morning that we're dealing with this morning. Lots to get to in the news today. I want to keep this as an open question throughout the show. I know there's a lot of hunters out there. I've been wondering, we were talking about this earlier. Do you know anyone, or are you one of those hunters that think that using drones to hunt, do you condone that or condemn that? First question. Second question is, should states ban drone-assisted hunting? Tell me how you feel. I mean, we have deer season open, lots of hunters here in my apologies, lots of hunters here in North Dakota. Do you think it's sporting to have a drone tracking your prey for you? Is that something that, you know, you condone, or do you condemn that? And the second question would be, you know, whether or not you agree with a drone-assisted hunting, do you think the state should ban drone-assisted hunting? So those are my two open phone questions for the day. Feel free to call in anytime throughout the show and let me know and weigh in on that question. 855-217-76, extension 2, gets you on live and enter the conversation this morning. Or extension 1, you just leave it on the rant line. Do you agree with drone-assisted hunting? And if you do, great. If not, great. Just kind of weigh in. And second question would be, should states ban it? Do you agree with that? I know where I stand on that. I don't think the state should ban anything, especially if you're not hurting anyone. But that's just my quirky opinion there. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, this morning. Lots of news today. Gruber, this Gruber thing just will not go away. I think Obama is smacking his head this morning because every time a Gruber clip comes out, he's just got to be shaking his head. I'm going to ask Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum about the relationship between this White House and, you know, a Gruber. The guy who obviously thinks a whole lot of himself and not too much about the American folks out there. He doesn't think a lot about, you know, our intellect as Americans. And just listening to him bloviate on about, you know, he has this hoity-toity air about him, if you know what I mean. If you've listened to any of the, I don't know, there's tons of clips out there now. But if you've listened to any of those clips, you know what I'm talking about. The guy is vain, and he's full of himself, and he has no qualms about saying that, you know, the American folks, you know, we're kind of stupid. Some folks would agree with that, especially. I'm one of those people that think that you need to take a short test before you cast a ballot. because there's obviously problems here in America, you know, with folks voting and they have no clue what they're voting for. But that's another issue altogether. But President Obama, I mean, and he's been kind of quiet on the whole Gruber debate topic. But it's slowly, slowly coming out that not only was Gruber like the architect of Obamacare, he actually went to the White House and consulted with King Obama on this. So there's no running away from it like Nancy Pelosi wants to, forgetting that she basically said, hey, look at Gruber. Gruber said blah, 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 and this, that, and the other thing. And if Gruber said it, it's great. And that was, you know, back in the day. And today she's like, who is Gruber? I never heard of him. Who is this guy? They try to run. They try to run, but it's a pesky thing about video and the internet is it never goes away. It's always there. So the enterprising patriot can always bring it back to the fore and call you out on your, you know, this is a family show. I can't say it, but there you go. But anyway, so they have been trying, attempting to run away from these comments of Gruber's. But we see that, you know, it's exactly what conservatives, folks like me, folks like Mark and Rush and we're saying from day one, there's no way this can work without lying to the American public, without pulling the wool over our collective eyes. You can't do it. And then we got John Roberts that kind of, you know, and I don't know what happened there, but yeah, obviously they don't think very much of us. They think nothing of lying to the American public because what are we going to do? Basically is what they're saying. You know, if you lie, it's politics. They understand, you know, we'll get it passed. We'll deal with the fallout later. Jim, out in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, this Gruber, I mean, he, you know, the only thing Obama would be mad about is he might have found somebody that has a bigger ego than himself, if that's possible.
Oh, man. Have you heard or seen this guy in action? He is full of himself. Wow.
I always said that, I've always maintained that. I said Obama accomplished one thing I didn't think was possible. He made Donald Trump look humble, but this guy makes Barack Obama look humble. So I don't know, you know, maybe there is more surprise in store for me.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, I mean, these two egos, and they can deny, they can do all they want. But I'm here to tell you, Obama knew exactly what, feels exactly the same way as this guy. You don't have people work for you that don't agree with you when you're in that thing. I mean, that's just the way it is. Anybody that's been in business or been on a committee or been anywhere knows that this man reflects the feeling of that White House, and no question about it. None.
I don't know if folks might have missed this on Friday. Jonathan Gruber said, and this is an MIT professor, and he kind of brags when he's talking. He has this swagger about him. And someone mm-hmm. asked him a question about Romney Care. And he says that Romney Care was set up with the assistance of Ted Kennedy to rip off, and this is quotes here, to rip off the federal government to the tune of $400 million a year. That's Romney Care.
Mm-hmm.
This is Gruber talking. I mean, and again, all of this stuff was out there. A lot of folks like, and I put myself in this category, even though I'm not as big as, you know, Rush or Mark or anybody, but we were all saying this stuff. There's no way it could work.
Yeah.
It's a ripoff. It's a Ponzi scheme. This, that, and the other thing. And we recall right-wing nut jobs and wing nuts and things like that. And here you go. The architect is saying the same thing, was saying the same thing, and said, you know, if you lie, what are they going to do about it, basically? But there you go.
Supreme Court should call this guy in because, you know, they went in front of the Supreme Court under false pretenses. You know, I guarantee if you go and lie to any court, you're in big trouble. These people lied to the Supreme Court of the United States. They should all be incarcerated for that. I mean, you can't do that. You cannot lie to the court.
Absolutely. And again, laws are, especially things like this, are written in such a convoluted manner, so as to fool a lot of people. But you're absolutely right. And I've actually heard that idea floated around, that they should be brought in front of a judge for all of the lies.
Absolutely.
That, and I believe that we can do that. We just need politicians with the gravitas to do that. We don't want to be seen.
There's no question about it. But it offends me to no degree that he calls me, he called the only American people. Now, he could have called the people that were for Obamacare that, because they are ignorant, stupid people who want to believe that somebody else should pay for their health care. Well,
right, or Democrats, but I repeat myself. Thanks for the phone call, Jim. We'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Blaine Keita Cullum right after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnan. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So is the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mentioned my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports, they're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We're back on this lovely, lovely Monday morning. How often do you get to say that? I mean, it's 12 degrees. That's better than 6, in my opinion. And it's much, much better than below 6. So it's a great morning, in my humble opinion, anyway. We have Ellen Radner and Blanquita Cullum to come on the Common Sense Club and speak a little common sense to the folks. So I want to welcome you both to the Common Sense Club.
Thank you. Good morning.
I have a light topic to start with today. Did you hear about this list ranked our hottest politicians? And by hot, I mean, you know, attractive and good looking and that sort of thing.
Who's number one?
I don't know exactly who's number one, but our Kirsten Baszler, our DPI, our head of DPI, is on there. We also have Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Kirsten Gillibrand, all of those. And I think, as a matter of fact, our superintendent of public instruction, Kirsten Baszler, I think she tops all of those. So I was just wanting to pick your brain. Do you think something like this is a little sexist, or do you think it's just all in good fun and humor and all of that?
Well, they've been doing this for years in Washington with the hottest people on the Hill and everything. I just don't pay much attention to it.
Well, I just think it's, you know, they're going to do it, but it's kind of silly. If they've got a hot brain, that's what I'm attracted to.
Me too. That's what I'm attracted to.
Elizabeth. Hot ethics, that's what I'm attracted
I like the Democratic brains myself.
Do you
know? Oh, there you go. Let me tell you. See, I have bipartisan views on that because I've liked some Democrats, but, you know, I'm not looking at, you know, their label. I want to leave the label down to get some things done.
So the number one on that list is Elizabeth Halseth, and she served in the Nevada State Senate from 2010 to 2012. So, and I guess she's the youngest woman to ever be elected to the Nevada legislature. So there you go. On to other things. I was thinking about this whole Keystone XL pipeline. I think it has a pretty good chance of being voted on. And my theory is that Harry Reid is going to allow a vote because he wants Landrieu down there in Louisiana to be able to say, I voted yay for this Keystone XL.
Well, will the president veto it, though? And will, if it... the House bill is actually different than the Senate bill. So that means it has to go to conference, which means will it get out of conference by the time that Landrieu is election, which is in the first week in November.
December.
And then the question is, well, okay, even if that happens, then does the president has 10 days in which to veto or not. And if the conference does not come up with an agreement before then, he could veto it.
Well,
I think Landrieu and Reid are banking on this strategy, kind of what Ellen laid out, so that she can say, look, you know, right now my understanding is that Reid is scouring the floor trying to find another vote to make 60 votes to make it happen. Because I don't know that they really even care if it goes to conference. The bottom line is what they're trying to show are the voters out there in New Orleans that she and Reid tried to work to get it passed. I don't think it's gonna backfire on Landrieu no matter what happens. I think that the fact of the matter is if the president, right now the president's looking to have a fight with Republicans. He's looking to have a fight with Republicans over this, and he's looking to have a major fight over immigration. Whether the Democrats are gonna be able to rein the president in, I don't know. But on this thing, Landrieu doesn't really care. She just wants to be able to show that it's, that she was for the Keystone Pipeline.
And I think to Ellen's point,
if there was not a disagreement between the two bills, which there is, and the president vetoed it, she'd go down.
I think she's going to go down anyway. I think right now they look at her as a desperate woman. I think that they are going to say, why didn't she try to do this before?
Yep.
And I think it's going to backfire on her.
And Obama is on record. I believe he will veto it. He's on record saying that, you know, he's consistently pushed back, and this is a quote, I have consistently pushed back against the idea that somehow the Keystone Pipeline is either a massive jobs bill for the United States or somehow lowering gas prices.
Oh, and it's ridiculous, because they already have pipelines coming down from Canada. I mean, it's stupid. We've talked about it before. I mean, what he's doing is madness. It's madness on many levels. And, you know, I think, Ellen, what is it now? Do they have, are we up 8? Is this going to make 9 when she goes down?
I think it makes, if she goes down, it makes 10.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Yes.
You predicted not.
So, in other words, I was right so far.
I hate to admit it, Blanquita, but you are.
Oh, wow.
That's hysterical.
One other question I want to get to. What's going on over there in France? I'm sure you've heard about the ISIS beheading over there. Well, not in France, but the ISIS beheading. They're saying that it was a Frenchman, a French convert, that perpetrated this horrible crime. And the French.
Really? I had heard it was the same British guy.
Well, I think they're confused about it. And according to the Talk Radio news notes, which were very good this morning, Ellen, it basically talked about there was apparently some glitch in the filming.
Ah.
And they think that what happened was that they couldn't get a good video because the guy may have at the end not cooperated. And he didn't die easily.
I wonder if he was an Army Ranger. I wonder how many of those guys he took out before, you know. And you're right. As a matter of fact, I remember seeing something about that. A Frenchman named Maximin, I can't pronounce that, was among that group of fighters that was in that video. And I guess the point I was making is I saw a story where French citizens make up the largest contingent of European jihadi fighters over there. So I guess that's where I was going with that. What's in the water over there in France that makes these young folks pick up arms for, you know, the jihadists?
It's not just the water in France, it's the water in Britain, too. And I think it's that you have people who are dissatisfied. They are young. They don't have maturity. And,
they have crummy immigration laws. Crummy immigration laws.
Oh, good point.
And the fact of the matter
that music
is
means that we are
making that bad decision.
Absolutely. That music means that we are out of time. I look forward every morning to speaking with you, Blanquita and Ellen. So we'll do this all again tomorrow. Stay
You're
tuned.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Buy one, get one. Who doesn't love a deal like that? Especially when it's at Minnesota's premier resort, Chase on the Lake, on the shores of Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota. That's right. Buy one night, stay another free in any room or condo, Sunday through Thursday, now through November, at Chase on the Lake. And Chase offers a great experience. Plenty to do for the whole family. Maybe lakeside dining with the finest cuisine on the North Shore. How about some bowling or indoor swimming pool, hiking and mountain biking trails, and so much more. They have it all. And the rooms are a relaxation paradise. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Do me a favor. Go to the website. Just take a tour around. You'll see this beautiful resort. You want to book immediately. Don't miss out on this great opportunity and fantastic savings. Book today while there's still rooms available. Call 888-CHASE-06, toll-free 888-CHASE-06, or check out their website, ChaseOnTheLake.com. ChaseOnTheLake.com. Buy one night, stay another night, free, any room or condo at Chase on the Lake. Relax.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Oh, man. So I'm doing a little back story. I'm doing a little research on Elizabeth Halsted. And I want to know what you think about this. 855-217-76. Now, extension 2 will get you live on air and into the conversation. But we were talking about that that list of the hottest politicians, you know. Had this not been brought to my attention, I would have never, you know, searched this out because to me, I think it's kind of kooky. that sort of thing. But so I'm looking at the number one pick here, and it's Elizabeth Halsted, and she's a former Nevada state senator. She posed in a bikini for Maxim magazine. She was the youngest elected. The youngest in Nevada history, that sort of thing. She was 27. So that made her the youngest woman elected in Nevada, in the Nevada Senate. And, I don't know. I'm thinking, and if you know her story, after that, less than a year in, she resigned, lots of problems, that sort of thing. Kind of makes me wonder though. You know, when we're getting all this hype about certain candidates and when the things are along gender lines or we need new blood or youth or whatever it is, are we really going for the merits of the candidate or are we going for the spin? Because obviously her political career was a disaster and the folks in Nevada were not very well served by her serving in their Senate, in their state Senate. I mean, I'm just reading a very brief, and I'm not going to, you know, smear her on air, but let's just say her political career was very short, and her life has been tumultuous, to say the very least. And but she is the hottest politician on this list. She's number one. I don't know what that says about us as a nation. I mean, I would rather my elected representative to be versed in the Constitution, and that's our Constitution, our United States Constitution, and our state Constitution. And I want that person to leave me free, the markets free, and to steward the state in the best way possible. Don't really care how hot you are, you know? But apparently that was a big deal down there because this politician, I'm just going to say that, this politician, obviously, the spin was adequate enough to get enough folks fooled into voting for her, and it was a disaster, complete disaster. And I should add that Kirsten Baszler is on that list. The list of the hottest, you know, not the Maxim list, but the, she made the list of the hottest politicians. And Michelle Bachmann is on that list. Kirsten Gillibrand is on that list. I'm drawing a mind blank. There's a couple other names on that list, but wow. Substance over flash. Come on, people. Anyway, I want to get to that, my open question of today. Do you think that drone-assisted hunting is a good thing? Do you frown on that? Do you think it's cheating, that sort of thing? Do you condemn or condone a drone-assisted hunting? And it doesn't matter how you fall on that. I just want to know, 855-217-76, extension 2, despite how you feel about it, do you think that the state should ban drone-assisted hunting? That's my question to you. Now, me personally, I love playing with drones, man. I love those things. I remember before they were even called drones, when you just had the quadcopters and that sort of thing, and you're flying them around. And I thought it'd be cool to stick a camera phone on there, it'll tape it on there, and hit the play button and record stuff as you're, you know. So I've always thought that was a pretty cool aspect of it. And then I saw the Orwellian implications of it, you know, when the state started using them. But I'm of the opinion that, you know, it's a tool. It's like, in my opinion, you know, we had muskets without scopes. You just had the little front sights and that sort of thing. And we got scopes, and then we got night vision goggles, and then we got the infrared cameras and motion sensors, and our blind technology went through the roof. And I just think it's another tool in your hunting arsenal to use to aid you in, you know, getting that deer or whatever you're hunting. So I don't have a problem with that. I do have a problem, however, with the state banning such things. I mean, we don't get to ban the police department from using drones to hunt criminals. We don't get to do that. They're going to do it anyway. They're going to have a little discussion about it, and we're going to get them. You know, like the cameras downtown. But I have a problem with the state banning. And then I said that because I thought I heard something this morning that said that North Dakota Game and Fish are either in the process of or talking about banning drones for hunting. Oh, it is banned. Okay. So it is banned. I just got my producer in my ear said, yeah, it is banned. I want to know how you feel about that. I don't know. I guess my email, something is up with my email, man. Anyway, I want to know how you feel about that, 855-217-76. Also, something else I want to ask, and I really want your opinion on this. A couple of months ago, especially in the wake of the whole Ferguson incident and some other national incidents that I think warranted with the Ferguson incident, I think that's a lot of hype, a lot of spin. And I think that these folks know that this guy was a loser. This guy, I don't understand why they would latch on to Brown down there, Michael Brown down there, and knowing how this is going to end up. When this story first came out, I was like, wait a minute, hang on. There were some things that just didn't fit. There are clear cases of police abuse of power across the state. And you don't see it unless you're on, like, Cop Watch or something like that. Like clear cases where innocent people die, where flashbang grenades are thrown into baby cribs. And, I mean, there are real cases that should get national attention. Ferguson ain't one of them. I'm just going to put that out there. I think this is a one of those things that they're throwing out there to, one, make it bigger than it needs to be, and then to show you the fault of the folks down there in Ferguson. They're making it a big racial thing. It's got nothing to do with race, even though they've made it all about race. It's got nothing to do with, you know, about this police officer being a bigot. I don't believe he was. I believe it was a pretty crappy situation. And, you know, that's what I think happened. I don't think that there was any malice. I think that he pulled up to Brown and he was like, hey, you know, what's going on? That sort of thing. Brown had just robbed a store and he's like, man, they're on to us. And I think he decked the cop and reached into his truck, and that whole thing happened. That's the way I think that happened. I think it was a bad situation that deteriorated the further down the timeline you got. But this is what we're debating. This is the big story. There was a story up in New Jersey. Guy sitting on his front stoop was mobbed by police officers and choked to death by police. Why aren't we hearing about that story? Why isn't there a big grand jury investigation and a wall-to-wall coverage on the news? Why aren't we hearing about that? They don't want you to look at the real stories that show police abuse of power and that sort of thing. They want to fixate you on this one that is going to fall apart. It's going to fall apart and descend into riots and racial animus and all of this stuff. That's what they want you focused on. Not the real problems. Anyway, I said all that because there is a nonprofit in town that's teaching how to record police in action. And I want to know what you think about that. Do you think that police officers here in Fargo should have body cams? That's what I want to know. And I also want to know that, like, this nonprofit group, and we don't agree on a whole lot of issues. Whole lot. That's my Southern coming out. But on this, we do agree, because what they're doing is they are giving you basically a quick rundown of your civil rights when it comes to video recording the police doing their job. And I don't know if you've ever done this before, but police officers, they're not the most amenable folks when you're videotaping them. And I've even heard some Republicans say, you know, you shouldn't do that and this and that and the other thing. I believe that it is your civic duty. If you see something, I mean, we hear the commercial all the time, you see something, say something. I believe it is your civic duty that if you see a police officer engaged in illegal or what you, even if you don't know, even if you just see something that just doesn't grab you right, that just doesn't look right, I think it's your civic duty to stand there and take a video, because it protects the police officer and the perp or the citizen or what have you. Because that way you take all of the human frailty, the human compunction for self-preservation. Via lying, and that's from the police officers or the citizen, you take that out of the equation and you have video. So I'm in favor of body cameras. I want to know what your opinion on that is. 855-200-1776. We'll be right back after this break.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannum to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relax-to-zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart. by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now, it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Set up, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326. Or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So, a quick recap of what we talked about this morning on this morning show, the Common Sense Club. Me being your host, Leon Francis. Couple of things that we discussed this morning. My open-ended question to the folks out there, do you agree with drone-assisted hunting? I just want to pick your brain on that, just to see, where North Dakota hunters are at on that whole issue, because there are some hunters that say it's not sportsmen. It's not sporting, to use a drone to, track your prey and that sort of thing. I'm not in that camp. I say, we got technology. You use it. So there you go. But it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you fall on that. No, you don't use it, or you stick to traditional hunting, or yeah, I'm a new age, tech head. I want to use this, to help me in my hunting or whatever. What I want to know is, do you agree with North Dakota Game and Fish banning the use of drones to assist in your hunting efforts? That's what I want to know. So hit me up on my social media. That's Facebook. That's Twitter. That's the Common Sense Club radio show, or my personal. That's what I want to know. Do you agree with North Dakota Game and Fish when they say, you know, no drones used for hunting? No, no, no. Mr. Orwell would not be surprised, in my humble opinion. We also talked about the 15 hottest U.S. politicians of all time. Kirsten Baszler is on that list. Think about that. I don't know. I think she's like number 9, as a matter of fact. She's got, no, number 8 she is. She is number 8 on that list. Along with Sarah Palin, Michelle Bachmann, Kirsten Gillibrand, yeah, all of that. She's on that list. How does that make you feel? Is it a non-issue for the folks out there, or do you think that it's a little bit sexist? I want to know your opinion on that. 855-200-1776 extension 2 to get you live on air, and feel free to discuss this with Scott and Todd also, or extension 1 and just kind of leave it on the rant line. So we discussed that today. Also discussed what is up with the folks over there in France. They are turning out ISIS militants by the boatload. As a matter of fact, out of all of those European countries over there, France turns out the most jihadists, the most, one of which were in this video where they beheaded this retired Army Ranger who retired, and he went back over there in an aid capacity to help the folks over there in Syria. And if you haven't seen the story, it's a heart-wrenching one. They were pretty brutal. I believe that he fought. I do, because what Ellen was saying kind of resonated. The fact that, of the matter is, the video was glitchy. And what I believe happened is, you know, this guy, he's a ranger. You know, even though he's retired, he's still a ranger. And I think he knew what was about to happen, and he took a couple of them out. And they just couldn't have that in the video because, you know, it would mess with their propaganda, you know, that sort of thing. But I think he did. And I would love for that to come out, you know, that he was there. He took out like 5 of them before they, you know, took him down. I think that'd be an awesome, the best light to shed on this horrible, horrible situation. But I want to know what's going on over there in France. Blanquita said it has a lot to do with their immigration policy. You know, they're pretty open and free there. They're one of they are what Obama and the open borders folks want us to be. France is over there. And so you get all of those folks that are coming over there to France and leeching off of their social network there, and then going off to fight, you know, those evil Westerners. To me, that just, it blows my mind. It also blows my mind when I see, like, the U.S. fighters that go over there that are somehow on the web and they're indoctrinated by, you live in America, man. You're not in a cave. You're not over there where things are horrible. So what's your beef? Why do you have to go over there and fight and kill people and do all of the horrible things that ISIS does, and you're an American? You know, I mean, it just does not compute. But that's one of the topics that we talked about today. What is going on over there? Is there a jihad gene over there in France, I guess, would be my question. And the last topic that I want a little feedback on is the Senate is set to vote this week on the Keystone XL pipeline. I think that Reed is going to allow the vote because he wants landfill down there to be able to say, I voted yes on the Keystone Pipeline. Political pandering and tricks, in my humble opinion. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd, What's on Your Mind, right after this break.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable level 3 body armor on the market. Katie level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Katie Armor, come and take it.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale priced at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.